Have you ever wondered why some people stay in their car when they break down on the interstate? Sandra Smith learned the hard way one night when her car broke down on the interstate out in the middle of nowhere. She never believed that ghosts existed before this night. She believes now. Sandra left her aunt and uncle's house in Nashville, Tennessee, and was headed back to her home in Sanford, North Carolina. She was traveling east on Interstate 40 when her car broke down on the interstate west of Asheville, North Carolina. She was still in the mountains and was nowhere near a rest area or a gas station. It was only around 8:30 and not very cold, so she decided to walk. She had a cell phone but had no signal. She decided to walk just until she had a signal on her phone. Then she would call for help. She stopped in an area that overlooked a valley. She checked her phone. No signal. Sandra continued to walk for almost a mile and checked her phone again. Still no signal. She looked at her watch. It was now almost 9 and it was beginning to get colder. She decided to keep walking, if for no other reason than to keep warm. She would periodically check her cell phone. She wondered why she couldn't get a signal. As she walked, she began to get upset because she was alone. It was dark, and she was cold. Sandra thought it would be a good idea to say a prayer. "Father God," she began, "please look out for me and keep me safe. I pray that you would send someone to help me." She had tears in her eyes, but continued, "I know that you will never leave me and that you will deliver me to safety. In Jesus' name I pray, amen." Suddenly, a car came up behind her and stopped. It was an old car. It looked like it was made in the late 60s. The driver was a young man who also looked as if he were from the 60s and somewhat lost. He rolled down the window and asked Sandra if she needed a ride. She was hesitant, but didn't want to stay out in the cold any longer, so she got in and thanked him. "My name is Lawrence," the man said with a reassuring smile. "I'm Sandra," she said, a little nervous. "I only want to help you," Lawrence said. "I promise I won't hurt you." He smiled and continued, "I know what it's like to be stranded in the middle of nowhere." His smile seemed to put her at ease. They were only about 30 miles or so from Asheville, so Sandra asked Lawrence if he would drop her off at a truck stop near Asheville, that she could call someone from there. Lawrence said that he would. As they rode, they talked. Sandra usually didn't take rides from strangers, but there was something about Lawrence that made her feel at ease. He said that he enjoyed helping others, especially when they are out on the highway miles away from nowhere. Lawrence said that he was stranded once also, and someone helped him out. He told Sandra that after the act of kindness from a stranger, he decided to pay it forward and try to help others in the same situation. They approached a large truck stop and pulled in. Sandra tried to pay Lawrence for his kindness, but he would not take the money. She thanked him and offered to at least buy him supper. He politely refused, and Sandra got out of the car. She took only 3 or 4 steps and decided to give Lawrence her phone number because he seemed so nice. She turned around, and the old car was nowhere in sight. The parking lot was almost empty, and she knew that he couldn't have left that fast. Lawrence and the old car just simply vanished. She never even heard the car after she shut the door. She was completely at a loss. She went inside the truck stop and ordered a cup of coffee. The waitress was pouring Sandra's coffee when she noticed that Sandra was white as a sheet in the face. She asked Sandra if she was all right, that she looked as if she had just seen a ghost. I think I just did, Sandra said. She described the nice gentleman and his car to the waitress. Now, the waitress was white in the face. The waitress pulled her purse from under the counter and pulled out a photograph and showed it to Sandra. "That's him," Sandra said, bewildered. She noticed that the photo was an old one. "This is my father," the waitress said. "Where were you picked up at?" the waitress asked. "He picked me up about 30 miles west of here on Interstate 40, Sandra said. "I'll bet that you were near a large old barn painted yellow, weren't you?" the waitress said. Yes, I was," Sandra said, amazed. How did you know that?" Sandra asked. "That's where my father was killed by a drunk driver trying to help a stranger who had broken down there." The waitress told Sandra that several people had shown up at the truck stop after having broken down in about the same spot and that they told almost the same story. "It would seem," the waitress started, "that he is still trying to help people 40-some years after his death." Sandra wondered if what had happened was a coincidence or an answer to her prayer. She didn't really believe in coincidences, so she had to believe that it was indeed an answer to her prayer. What do you think?